T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Could legalization of recreational marijuana be coming to New York State? Let's look at this new poll that's out. Emerson College conducted it. Spencer Kimball's the director of the Emerson College Polling Society. Spencer, good morning. You conducted this poll. It was commissioned by the Marijuana Policy Project Foundation. So what does that mean? Did that influence it in some way?
Certainly not. Good morning. But what happens is we do polls in different states around the country. Sometimes we do national polls, and organizations will ask us to add one or two questions for a fee, and we add their questions in to cover the cost of collecting the data and then provide them back their answers, and we still have our national poll. So in the poll that you're speaking about, there was additional questions about favorability of Chuck Schumer and Donald Trump, and they should cut a deal. And within that survey, there was a couple of questions on marijuana reform.
And what did your survey find? Is there a shifting trend as far as New York State voters go?
Well, I think New York State voters are kind of in the shift of where we see other states, in that they favor the legalization of marijuana. Now, that is said without them knowing all of the other parts. You know, sometimes we agree on the end, we don't realize all of the tactics that take you to that point. So I think they agree with the premise, but we have to see what happens in the implementation, such as, you know, advertising laws and who they can sell to and where those shops would open. But generally speaking, 62% thought it should be legal for adults over 21 to be able to use marijuana, compared with 28% that said no, 10% were unsure.
Now, have you done a previous poll any time over the years to compare it with?
Not in New York. So in New York, we obviously were doing the primary elections and more electoral politics. So this is our first one in the state. So we'll be going back, obviously, in a few months and testing to see if there's any shift in our numbers.
Now, exactly who was polled in this? Was it just simply voters? Was it a certain age range of voters, or is this kind of all-encompassing?
Now, this is just voters. So you had to be a registered voter to be in the survey, and then it encompassed anybody from 18 and then to the group over 75. That's how we categorize it. So I'm not sure if you're 82, but you know, there's a 75-plus age group. And we actually see a big difference by age. Really not surprising, but the 18 to 34-year-olds are heavily in favor. Then we start to get to the 55 and older group. That's more of a plurality. And those over 75, they are against, majority is against the legalization. So it's obviously a age cohorts that they have to look at. And regarding voting, we know that the younger folks typically don't vote and the older folks do, so it would be interesting to see if this actually came to the ballot. Though I think it would be done through the legislature if it was to be legalized.
Now, the other part of this was that New York State possibly could consider taxing pot as well, right? And that was asked in the poll?
Yeah, that's a real popular topic with the marijuana, especially what's happening out in Colorado. We're seeing it here in Massachusetts and in other states that are looking at legalization, is just the amount of revenue from taxes that can come in, particularly in states that are looking at budget deficits and trying to figure out how to increase their revenues. So we asked them, hey, you know, what do you think about increasing the income tax? And 58% were like, no. You know, 20% said, okay. Increasing the sales tax, 72% said no. 15% said, hey, okay. Then we get into the, you know, bringing on more tolls on the bridges and highways, 65% say no. The idea of having to cut services, 78% said no. And they, when we asked about legalizing pot and taxing, you know, 60% said yes, only 28% said no. So there's certainly a correlation. People are okay with it, and then they also think it's a good opportunity to cut into that deficit, the potential deficit the state will be facing next year.
Yeah, how does that change, Jar? Some people, when just asked flat out, what do you think about legalizing pot, do they say no? And then when faced with the question, well, in order to raise more money for the state, we're going to need one of these things, do they then switch their answer?
No, we found actually that the numbers stayed consistent. We asked the question first, do you want to legalize? Should it be legal? And that's where we get the 62%. Then later we say, we ask these follow-up questions about the tax issue and the deficit. And that number pretty much stayed the same. It's 60-28 versus 62-28. So people kind of, if you're for it, then it sounded good. Also on the tax side, if you were against it, then the tax revenue didn't seem to move the needle for you.
All right, Spencer, we appreciate the time and all the insight on this. That's Spencer Kimball. He's with Emerson College on their poll about legalizing marijuana in New York State.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.